Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Well, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 307. I don't know why I said that, but thank you so much for joining me today. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Sweet. Now, here's today's question from Rochelle.
Hi, Pat. This is Rochelle calling, and my question is this site and what's happening here on the site current? The last post that I saw was February 2014, and so I wanted to know, this is February 2015, and I just wanted to make sure that everything that I was looking at, because things change so fast, especially when you're talking about the internet and how it works or doesn't work in your favor. And so I just want to make sure that the information that I'm taking in is current and the most current information possible. So that's my question. And I thank you for doing this. And I hope that you're well, and blessings to your family.
Hey, what's up, Rochelle? Pat here. Thank you so much for the question. Now, I wasn't sure what this question was about when I got it from my assistant. It was about how do I know how or what the most current info is out there? And it was sort of a question, a general way to summarize this question. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I listened to it, and it actually sounded very specific coming from you. You mentioned an article from February 2014, and I wasn't exactly sure what you were talking about. I don't know if you were talking about Ask Pat, which started in February 2014, but we've been keeping up 5 days a week since then for a whole year, which is awesome. And then, you know, I was like, you know, well, this is an interesting question anyway, the initial one that I thought it was going to be. And so I wanted to talk about that. So, Rochelle, this is for you and for everybody out there who wants to know if the site that they're on, if they're on an article that seems to have been written such a long time ago or even just a couple months ago, how do you know if it's the latest and greatest? And the honest truth is you don't. You don't know. You have to find out. And so there's a number of ways you can do that. Something like you just did, Rochelle, is you just asked. And I think that's really important. A lot of times you can go into that blog post or forum, wherever you found this information, and ask anybody, hey, is this the latest thing? You know, in the comment section or in the comment thread in a forum, those are things you can do. You can ask other people in around social media. Something that would be really quick and easy to do to verify would be to ask the owner of that blog or website if that particular article that any of you found, if it is indeed up to date, and or if there were any changes that were made or articles that were written since then. Now, something I try to do as a blog owner and a content creator is that if I have a topic that has changed over time and I know that I've written about it a long time ago, I will link to the new stuff that I've talked about because I keep up as much as I can with the current info in the industry. I'll link to it in the old article so that if anybody ends up to happen upon that old article, whether through an old link that I maybe didn't direct on the site where it should go to the new one, or somebody had a link on an old site, or maybe somebody found it on Google and because it's older, it ranks higher. Sometimes that's the case. I'll link to that in the, I'll link to the new article and the old one, and then people won't get lost. I've done this many times in YouTube videos, especially when Facebook kept updating their stuff. I would just link from the old one to the new one, and then I linked from the second to new one to the newest new one because they made changes, and so people were always finding the latest stuff. And that's something that a lot of people don't do. A lot of content creators don't take that time. They think that once they post something, that's it, and they don't feel like they have the need to go back into the past and either update or link to a newest situation. So again, it's always best to check if you're not sure or if it's not mentioned on those particular places. There's a lot of sites out there that are great that do keep up and are specific for keeping up with the latest trends on things that I would recommend checking out. For example, if Rochelle, you were checking out social media related things, I would make sure to subscribe to socialmediaexaminer.com. My good friend Michael Stelzner is the CEO of that company, and they do an amazing job on keeping up with the latest and greatest news in social media and all the changes that Facebook's making, everything that Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and YouTube and all that stuff, everything that obviously a lot of us are all interested in. I mean that's a straight-up recommendation to all of you. Go to socialmediaexaminer.com, and that'll help you keep up with all the changes because they do a good job. And that's a website that I know, like myself, like I try to do, is they feel responsible for keeping everybody up to date as much as possible. So, Rochelle, I hope that answers your question in some way, shape, or form. And for everybody else out there, hope that gives you some understanding about what I try to do as a content creator, something you can all try to do as well. And it can be hard. It can be hard to catch everything. But, you know, keeping in mind that things do change rather quickly, especially in the online space. That it's our, you know, it's our responsibility to, if we want to best serve our audience, to make sure that they are currently up to date as well. And so, Rochelle, thank you so much for the question. If you have a more specific question about whatever it is that you found that was written in February of 2014, if it wasn't sort of the first episode of Ask Pat, let me know. And we're also going to send you a t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So that's pretty cool. My assistant will contact you very soon about collecting your information for that. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Sweet. Thank you so much for listening in today. Thank you all so much for just being you and all the questions that come in. I mean, this show wouldn't be here without you. So to finish off, here's today's quote from Howard Gossage. He says, "Nobody reads ads. People read what interests them. Sometimes it's an ad." Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.